This is the fifth session that we're having, talking to Elaine about the family and about her life. And what was your first, do you remember your first interest in theater or how you got interested in that kind of thing?
Well, I don't know my first, but I was just reading old letters the other day and came across one that I'd written to my mother from Duke University, I think my freshman year. And I thought this was kind of interesting. I enjoyed, yesterday afternoon I read Hotel Universe by Phillips Barry to Dorothy Sharp. Have you read it? It's a very delightful play. Didn't you see a play of his called In a Garden? Tonight I read J.M. Barrie's The 12-Pound Look to Dot Hattie and Elizabeth Craven. I love reading aloud, especially plays, and it really pleases me very much that they asked me to do it. Dot and Hattie are taking a lovely English course in modern plays. I wish I had taken it, and so on. Oh, I read Hattie and Ethel Ann, all of Shaw's Major Barbara one night. And then it goes on with other things, but I did thoroughly enjoy reading plays and taking the different parts and reading to people, and they apparently enjoyed it. So that's...
Did you ever get a group together to read? Other than the readers,
we taking parts, taking parts. I don't know that I did, but maybe I did. I can't remember everything.
No, I know we none of us can. Now, what about your children? Did you encourage them to be theatrical?
Well, Holly, of course, was theatrical from the start, and when they're children, we used to sit around the dining room table after dinner, reading aloud, particularly Holly and Hillary Helen sometimes, but she was usually involved in other things. But it was a standing joke that I'd read until I started to cry, and then I'd pass it on to Holly, and then she'd start to cry, and then she ought to pass it back to me. Things like Black Beauty, the touching things that we just couldn't. We both are very easy criers when it comes to reading books or plays. And of course, Holly went on to be an actress and do a lot of theater work.
As long as we're here, why don't you tell a little bit about that? Was she involved in plays in school at every grade level, or how?
Yes, and at St. Mary's Hall, she was in a number of plays.
St. Mary's Hall was in
Shattuck St. Mary's.
Okay.
Faribault. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in fact, she took the leading part in J.M. Barrie's Quality Street, which is the same play that I, her mother, took the leading part in when I was in high school.
Did she know that?
Oh, yeah, she knew it because as soon as she had the part, I said, Holly, do you realize that I did the same thing?
Mm.
Yeah.
So. Mm. Very interesting.
Quality Street, J.M. Barrie. Mm. Yeah, she did quite a lot in high school.
And then was that her major in college?
Her major is pretty much English, yeah.
But she was active in the theater.
She did various things in college, too.
Where did she go to school?
She went to the University of
Minnesota.
Minnesota, uh-huh.
Which has a wonderful theater department.
Yes, yes. She did something by Swinburne. I can't think of it now. She was in a number of things I should remember. But a lot of short plays, one act plays. Sorry. And she enjoyed it.
Well, that's good.
Another thing I'd like to bring up, things that have had a real effect on my life. When I was just a kid, getting into high school, maybe, ninth grade high school, those were the days when you had to listen to radio with little earphones. No, mm-hmm. No loudspeakers or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And there was a station in New York City. This was when we lived in New Jersey. There was a station in New York City where there was an announcer whose name was, well, they called him NTG, but his name was Niels Tor Granlund. And in those days, they would have schedules, but Niels Tor Granlund would come on and say, I'm sorry, but the man who's going to play the piano for us hasn't shown up, so I guess I'll kill some time for you. So I'll read, and then he used to read poems.
Oh,
and he read very well, And they're almost all narrative. They're male poems, you know, they're nothing lyrical and so on. And I'm afraid that he affected my life in that way, because I always have much preferred narrative poetry to any other poetry.
Mm-hmm.
But he was really very, very good at it. And I wish that in those days we had tape recorders,
mm-hmm.
so I could have taped him.
Mm-hmm.
But he did a lot of Kipling, of course, and a lot of Robert W. Service, that ilk.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm afraid it warped my appreciation.
Sharpened,
for other
not
things. And mm-hmm. then, of course, my mother was very much like Holly, in that she was dramatic, and she used to read to us a lot, and was really very good at it. So she had a great influence on my life and mm-hmm. appreciation for.
What about your other children? Were they interested in reading and theater and
not plays? As much, no. No, Helen was more an organizer, and she was a hard worker. She really was. And she made herself study and made herself get high grades.
Mm-hmm.
She was an achiever.
Mm-hmm. And she did graduate from...
She went to Wells College for two years.
Okay.
And finally decided that that was not the college for her. They were sort of a prepared women to marry successful men and be good business wives.
Mm-hmm.
That was
her, Holly.
Her impression. And this was Helen.
Oh,
and
Helen.
This is Helen.
Okay.
And so she decided she was going to come home and go to the University of Minnesota, which she did. She felt that it was, you know, more real.
Neat.
And then, she went to the University of Iowa for a year, and then went abroad and was studying classics, preparing to be a classics teacher, and finally got tired of studying. You know, just always pushing yourself, always studying, and decided she'd just try to do something different for a little bit. So she got in touch with Center for American Studies, I think it was called, run by Cornell University in Rome. And they were delighted to have her and said, yes, if you want to try teaching English to Italians, by all means. And so she started teaching and discovered that she just loved teaching. And then after that, why, she went to the University of Rome to get the required courses to give you permission to teach in school. You know, it's the same thing in this
yes.
country. You have to have certain degrees. And so she persevered and got them, so now, of course, she can teach anywhere in Italy, and does.
Mm-hmm. And then she met her husband there.
Yes, she met her husband there and became a dual citizenship person.
When was she married?
She was married in 1968.
Here?
No, she was married in Italy. And we could not get over. My mother and father were living with us, and they were not well, and so we never mm-hmm. did get to her wedding. But
I'm sure you had pictures.
Yes, yes.
Long
we did.
Talks about it. Sometimes at weddings, it's so frenetic that.
No. But they'd been here the year before, and we'd met him, so mm-hmm. we knew him well, and they'd taken our little car, which is parked out there, that little Hillman.
Mm-hmm.
And they drove it all the way to the West Coast and down the West Coast and back.
My goodness, what was his
and
name?
And we still have that
what
little car.
What is his name?
His name is Ennio, E-N-N-I-O, B-I-Z-Z-A-R-R-I.
And does she have children?
Yes, she has two. Now they're well into their teens. Nicola, N-I-C-O-L-A. That's a boy's name, Nicola. He's 19. And Ilaria is now 17.
How do you spell that?
I-L-A-R-I-A. It's the Italian version of Hillary.
Oh. Hillary must have been happy to have...
Yes, she was quite pleased.
...child named for her.
And...
You were in a reading group in Waseca. Now, when did you join that?
We came to Waseca in 1952, and I think quite shortly after that, I was asked to join the reading group. In those days, it was only play reading, and it was a very nice group of women.
Can you give me just a kind of approximate year?
That it started?
No, that you started in it, that you joined it.
Oh, I imagine it was about 1953, 4,
okay.
Somewhere along there.
Okay.
I mean, this is... No, this is years later.
Mm-hmm.
We do it on and on.
Mm-hmm.
As I remember, Ada Hagen was sort of the chairman.
Now, who was Ada Hagen?
I don't know.
Was she a teacher?
I think she was a teacher,
mm-hmm.
For many years, and then the Waseca school system. I'm not sure what classes she taught, what her Somebody should know. I don't know.
Who were other members of the group?
Well, there was Lil Wyman, Vera Ward, Audrey Steadman later on, Jeannie Johnston, Kay McClune, and Mae West. And they were there, the bulk of it, and then there are others who came and went. I'm not sure I can remember just who they mm-hmm. were, but it was a very good, dedicated group who really did their homework. And that
now,
was important.
How often did you meet?
We met once a month.
Once a month at someone's home?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was at someone's home, yes.
Who was in charge of the scheduling of the play?
Ida Hagen. She was...
She kept that role.
Dependable, and she didn't have family to worry about. And
so you didn't exchange turns?
No.
Can you think of some of the plays that you read?
We went through a lot of Shakespeare. We went through Strindberg. We went through... Let me see. We did some of the more modern ones. I think we did some Philip Barry. And we did a lot of Shaw.
I think
it's hard to remember.
I'm sure it is.
I should get a list of names so that I could quickly say, oh yes, of course.
Did you do studying then too? Everyone sort of studied on the side so you'd be well versed in the background.
Yes,
the play.
We did. Mm-hmm.
The playwright.
Yes, you're pretty thorough. I wish I could remember it all now.
Well, how could you when you had so many years? I see you have a letter here. Would you read that letter, please?
Yes, this was about the play reading group. It is 1 a.m., but I am going to start this letter to you, my mother, anyway. It is this late because I had the play reading group here tonight, and afterwards, it was Shakespeare's Henry V. We all sat around the dining room table by candlelight with coffee and turkey sandwiches on homemade frozen dough bread. There were Vera Ward, Audrey Steadman, Jean Johnston, Ada Hagen, Kay McClune, Mae West, and I. Then when they all finally left at midnight, I could curl up at the last flickerings of the fire and start this letter to you. But we really did have some awfully nice meetings, and often we met at night, which got quite late. This was after midnight.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that any of us had to get to the office at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Very
so.
Exciting, though. Stimulating.
Yeah,
intellectually.
It was.
Yes. Were there theater groups that came to Waseca in those days?
We used to go up to... The library used to do wonderful things. When Willard Donahue was a librarian, he used to organize buses. And I remember we went up on a bus to see Oklahoma, and I think we saw a Carousel, and quite a few things. He was an organizer, and you kept us intellectually alert.
He had a wonderful library.
He was, and incidentally, that page there. Do you know of anybody who would like to have that, or should it be in some?
It's a record of Willard Donahue's death with a picture, and this is the Waseca paper.
The two editorials, the
mm-hmm.
Waseca paper,
mm-hmm.
and it's just nicely done, and I just felt that I should pass it on to
the Historical Society or someone,
because
mm-hmm.
he was really an awfully good librarian.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible coffee, but he used to see somebody that he knew passing by the library. After the library closed, he was often there working. And he'd go to the door and go, psst, come and have a cup of coffee.
Oh.
And then you could sit there for hours talking books and talking all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. We went to the symphony several times with him
mm-hmm.
and his wife. He was a good librarian.
He was, and he kept things going. I mean, he had an art class, for instance, which was a very good art class. A lot of people took it. I enjoyed it immensely. I didn't continue my artwork much farther than that because I just didn't have the time. But and then he had the Great Books group. He had
language classes for children.
Right. Yes.
Because I know our youngest daughter was, I think, 7. She took a Spanish class.
That's the time.
And she still remembers counting and several other things that she learned when she was 7.
Yeah, I can.
Too bad she didn't pursue it.
Yeah, I can.
Boy, they learn the best then, don't they?
I can still count in Chinese. Ear, san, su, chi, ba, jo, shu. But not very much more.
After the plays ceased to be given, I don't know if the organization went defunct or what, there was a Reader's Theater. Did you organize that?
I don't know that I actually did. It seems to me that the need was great, and there were a lot of people who were interested in keeping on with something in the way of theater.
Mm-hmm. Did we mention, let's backtrack a little bit, did we mention all of the plays that we can remember that the players had performed?
Well, shall we say a little?
Why don't
I'd like to give Gene Anderson credit for coming down from Grand Rapids full of enthusiasm and good ideas, and she was the one who immediately said, let's have theater. And she organized the Waseca Players.
She was an excellent organizer.
She had
many, many things in Waseca now.
She worked hard herself, but she made us all work hard.
Right.
Right along
because
with
her. Of Gene Anderson, including hospice and all kinds
right.
of other things.
And I think our first play was You Can't Take It With You.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the leading roles, who they were played by? Larry Gallagher, it seems to me, was in it.
No, You Can't Take It With You. No, you're thinking, I think...
Oh, it was Dick Anderson. Dick Anderson was in
Dick
it.
Dick Anderson?
Hmm?
You Can't Take It With You. Oh, dear. Oh, what's her name? Her husband was a sports writer for the Waseca paper. Not her husband, her father. And she has about 7 children, and she still looks like a high school girl.
What's Tony Balicki.
Yes. I couldn't think of Tony Balicki.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. She was the ingenue in that.
Mm-hmm. I think I did the costumes for that play.
Very
I remember
good.
Doing that.
Mm-hmm. And, heavens, somewhere I'm sure I have a program.
Why don't we just say the plays, and then
yes.
maybe later we'll be...
Well, I'm not sure of the order, but Christmas Carol came later, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I think the Fantastics came along fairly soon after that.
Jack Williams and Jan. She was an English teacher.
Well, Holly and Penny Peters really ran it. Holly was the director, and Penny Peters did the music for it.
But they starred, Jack Williams and
yes,
Jan.
Yes, yes.
Beecher.
And, well, Fantastics. Pat O'Grady, yes. He was the young fellow.
I'm thinking of Our Town. Let's start.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right.
Okay, excuse me.
Pat O'Grady and, I can't think of the names. Maybe we better do this another time.
Okay.
I'll look up some of the...